Ah, yes, little children, if only I had my two front teeth, then I could wish you a Merry Christmas. This is Melissa Lynn, and she was on a show called the Al Albert Showcase, which was a thing they did in Philadelphia on Saturday mornings. And he called these little kids that were on his show, he called them his teeny boppers, T-E-E-N-Y, teeny boppers. And Al Albert was one of the original Four Aces. I don't know if you remember that band from the 50s, Three Coins in the Fountain. That was him. How would you love to be a little kid again at Christmas time? That the only thing that you have to worry about is those two front teeth coming back in so you could wish people a Merry Christmas. But as my mother says, my mother-in-law actually, she says, you know, little kids, little problems. Big kids, big problems. And the older you get, the more you realize that Christmas can be very, very, very stressful for a lot of people in this world. It should be a time of happiness and frivolity and no care in the world. And yet for so many people, Christmas can be a very, very difficult and painful time. It can be a time of stress. It can be a time of unhappiness. The older you get, the bigger you get, the more bigger the problems happen. Stress, depression, lack of sleep, financial worries, time worries, family worries. People get together for Christmas celebrations, and all of a sudden that causes all sorts of problems for some families. How great would it be if we could just celebrate Christmas where the only thing we had to worry about is whether or not we're going to get our two front teeth back again and celebrate Christmas like a kid. Today we're going through our Advent series about all the crazy things that we ask for. Last week we looked at, you know, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas, and this week it's I want my two front teeth. All these crazy things that we ask for Christmas, but what does God want us to ask for Christmas? If he could lay a Christmas present under the tree, what would it be? And I think one of the answers is, well, how about peace? How about in this world of anxiety and things that are going on in our life, how about if we just could have some peace? We're going to look at that today because in our gospel lesson today, Jesus says that he gives peace. And there is a way that peace comes to us that is different than the way that the world gives peace. And what is that difference? And should we want peace? And what is all that about? And so we're going to look today at our gospel lesson from John 14, because at this point in John's gospel, Jesus is already in Jerusalem. He's come there with his disciples. They're in the upper room. And then Jesus, in the early part of John 14, has shared with his disciples that he is not going to stick around for very long. As a matter of fact, he's going to be killed. And they're going to be left by themselves. And this causes a lot of anxiety, a lot of lack of peace with the disciples. And so Judas, now not Judas Iscariot, this is a different Judas, he's also known as Thaddeus, says to Jesus in verse 22, he says, then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, but Lord, why do you intend to show yourselves to us and not to the world? Lord, we know who you are, and we expect you to go into Jerusalem and show the world how much power you have. And if you do that, if you just simply take over the throne of Jerusalem and sit on David's throne, think of how great the world would be. But instead, you're going to leave us by ourselves? Now, there's some anxiety for you, but see, Judas, not Iscariot, Judas is pointing out what the root cause of anxiety is in our life. And it's this. It's fear, and it is fear rooted in the fact that we are being left alone by ourselves. Because Jesus is leaving his disciples to be alone, and so they're afraid and they have fear. And this fear happened. It was the very, very first thing that happened to mankind at the fall. If you'll remember, mankind sinned. They would walk every day in the cool of the day with God. Adam would walk with God. They would talk about all sorts of things. And then mankind sinned. And what was the first thing that they did? They hid because they were afraid. Because the root cause of fear, the root cause is a separation from God. a separation from someone who's in charge, who knows what they're doing, who understands things. That is the root cause. Imagine if you are a little child, or you have a little child, a little boy, and you go to Park Place Mall, and you say to your little boy, any boy, doesn't have to be a particular boy, you say, "Now just stay with me, hold my hand. The mall is a scary place. I know it seems like there's a lot of exciting things there, but there's also a lot of bad things there. And what you need to do is hold my hand, and we're going to navigate the mall, and we're going to make it safely through the mall." And so the boy holds on to his father's hand, and they start going through the mall, and they pass by KB Store. And he's like, "Ooh, toys." He's like, "Dad, I want to go in there." He's like, "No, we're not going to that store today." "But I want to go to that store." And you walk around, and then there's GameStop. You know, and then he's really excited. "Dad, there's GameStop." "No, we're not going to go into GameStop." "But I want to go." "No, no." You know, and the boy thinks, "Hey, there are so much exciting things that if I could just get out of my father's grasp and run to one of these stores, everything would be okay." So they're walking through the store, and finally the boy can't take it anymore, and he gets rid of his father's hand, and he just starts running off through the store by himself. It's like, "I'm going to go find these great stores, and I'm going to have a great time." And so he turns a corner, he starts running down, and he's looking for the GameStop, and he can't find it. He's looking for the toy store, and he can't find it. And all he sees is clothing stores. He didn't want clothing stores. He wanted fun stuff. And he starts looking around, and all of a sudden he realizes there's a lot of scary, tall people around. And now he's lost. And now he's broken with his father, and he is lost, and he can't find his father, and he's searching, and all of a sudden he gets really anxious and really frightened and afraid, and he goes to the middle of the mall, and he sits down, and he starts to cry. See, that is the root of fear and anxiety in our life. It's being separated from the one thing that controls everything and not knowing what the future is with what the future holds because we've let go of God. That is truly what the issue is. And when you are alone in the world, when you don't know, when you don't have that holding hands with God through the cool of the day, and you walk through this life without holding his hand, it is a very, very scary, fearful, anxiety-filled life and existence. And that was the way that mankind was. We were alone sitting in the mall crying. But Jesus is the perfect Father. God is the perfect Father. He doesn't like the fact that we're sitting in the mall. And so he sent his son, Jesus, to be born in Bethlehem. In Advent, we praise that. To be born in Bethlehem, to come and to seek out and to search and to find us in the mall and to grab our hand. You see, the world says, when you are anxious, when you have anxiety, when there's a lack of peace in your life, it's because we don't control enough of your life. You don't control enough of your life. And so the peace that the world gives is a totally different peace. I was just reading an article, this was yesterday, I couldn't believe it, in Austin, Texas, that apparently authorities in Austin, Texas think that they're over-medicating people. They're prescribing psychotropic drugs at a rate of 4.5 times. This is for one set of group, 4.5 times, and for another set of group. Now, I'm not against drugs. I mean, I think there are a time when you need them. But that points out what the world, when you are alone in the mall, what the world says is what we need to do is just make you comfortable. The real issue is that there's something wrong. And so they go and they give you like a snow cone and say, "Here, eat this and you'll be better." But see, that's not the root problem. Or sometimes they'll put a warning label, right? How many of you have seen some of the dumbest warning labels of all time? I actually have some for you. Take a look. This is on a washing machine. Do not put any person in this washer. Or how about the next one? Do not eat the iPod Shuffle. Or the next one. Now, this is on a skateboard. Warning, this product moves when it's used. Or the next one. This is great. I love it. It says, "This may cause drowsiness, alcohol may intensify the effects. Use care when operating a car or dangerous machinery. And that sticker is on drugs for a dog. Or the next one. Do not hold the wrong end of a chainsaw. That's how the world works. They just medicate. They put on stickers and plaques, and they think that that is solving the anxiety of the world. But the problem is that the world is a dangerous place. The world is a horribly dangerous place. And there are times when all the stickers in the world or all the medication of the world, it's not going to be enough. Jesus says, my peace is a greater peace than the peace than the world can give. And what is that peace? He says it in verse 26. But the advocate, this is chapter 14, verse 26. But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You see, God's peace is this, knowing that he is there with you through life's trials. That when we are the little kid in the mall, the Father comes and grabs a hold of us and puts his arms around us and says, I'm here. That's the peace that passes all understanding. It's the peace that gets rid of all anxiety and fear. Why? Because God created everything, and he's our God. And the things that separated us from God, he sent Jesus to wipe that away so that we could once again hold God's hands. And when you have that peace, you can face any anxiety, any fear, any trial in this world. There is a great choral piece that we used to do in my choir in Denver. And it's written by a guy named Paul Montz. And I'll give you a little bit of a history about this. He's an organist. He was at Concordia Chicago. And his three-year-old son became ill, very, very sick. And they had the doctor there, and the doctor basically said, well, here, I'll read it to you. One of the Montz's children, their three-year-old son, came down with a childhood illness, and it threatened to end his life. And at one point, he was given up by the doctor as well as the staff. And so they took turns at their beds, the son's bedside. This is Ruth and Paul Montz. Ruth by day and Paul by night. Now, Ruth is a gifted lyricist, and she always is on the lookout for ways to inspire her husband's composing. And so, in this particular case, with their son dying, Ruth went to God's Word in Revelation, Revelation 22. And she wrote this. She said, Lord, we can't solve this. The doctors can't solve this. But we give this to you because we know that we can grab your hand. And the words of Revelation, peace be to you and grace from him who freed us from our sins, who loved us all and shed his blood that we might saved be. Sing holy, holy, holy to the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Sing holy, 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 Lord. There are times in this life when there is nothing in this world that's going to solve the problem. And what the Montz family found out, what they came to grips was with, Lord, we don't care what happens. We just know that you are in charge, and we lift up our child to you. And I won't tell you the ending of the story, because I don't want you to think that there's always an ending that's happy, although in this case there was. But what they came to the realization was is that the anxiety would not go away until they reached up and realized that God had been holding their hand the whole entire life. So Paul Montz wrote this great choral piece. It's one of the most beautiful choral pieces he's known throughout the world. It's called Peace Be to You. And let's listen to it being sung by the St. Paul Cathedral Choir. Where do you go when life gets really tough? Realize that you've got Jesus by your side, that he will never leave you, and that someday we will be with him in paradise forever.